Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Steve Sager and for Mike Harmon. And I laugh because, you know, we had a fun moment on the show a few minutes ago where Justin Frostberg, our producer, was a little upset with DeSager because, you know, the Dodgers were losing and the Padres are winning. And Frost said, come on,
hey, don't
Steve,
shoot the messenger.
Come on, man. Get the scores. And Steve says, I'm on the news desk. I can't do that. Well, while you were doing your update, Teoscar Hernandez just hit a home run. So now the Dodger lead is expanded. And Frostberg just yelled out, news desk, my ass.
Update that score.
That is now four homers given up in three innings for tonight's Padres starter, Michael King.
When we play back the highlights, Jason, to this game, we're just going to use Boomer doing back, gone.
Got it. Back, gone.
Over the space needle.
Oh, and he's going to sound like he does at the end of the home run derby after he's called like 1,000 home runs. He's got no voice left. Here we are in the championship.
Just sweating like he's Elvis in his later years.
That takes about 5 minutes.
Yeah, like me eating really hot wings. Back, gone.
Are you walking?
I can barely get it out. 7-3. Dodgers now with the lead over the Padres. Hernandez home run now. Another blast tonight. It is home run night at Dodgers.
And Teoscar Hernandez, who was hired as the right-handed power replacing J.D. Martinez, Mets fan. Teoscar Hernandez has 5 home runs already on the season. 5 in about 15 games played.
You know, and this is a guy, and I'll tell you just really quick. You know,
and he kills lefties. It's a great addition.
Yes, he's coming off a year last year, 26-93, right? He's a good hitter. Is he a superstar? No, but he's a 25-100 guy. And he sat around and, the Dodgers, we're going to get rich because we can give him money for 1 year because we defrayed all the money for Ohtani.
Yeah, like, you're going to have to give $20 million plus for that kind of production. Yeah. Only 1 year, but yeah, it's going to cost you.
Yeah, this is a guy that I was expecting. Oh, he's going to sign somewhere big. Yes, he's 31, so in his power numbers have been there pretty consistent for the last 4 years. Oh, yeah, this guy's going to get a big deal. No, hey, Dodgers 1 year here. It's almost like it's not fair. I mean, that's the deal he signed. Like, really? Like, the of all the deals that I've seen in the offseason, you can question a lot of them now and how much you're paying for certain players and what's worked out and what hasn't. But the Teoscar Hernandez thing, yeah. The 1 year, I mean, this guy's been, I mean, 25 and 100, that's generally more than what you would, than what he got. And I mean, J.D. Martinez, I get, because the guy doesn't, you know, for a DH, he only's going to play in 110 games or so.
Bad back 30, already.
Yeah, and he's 36. So, yeah, I get the $12 million for him. But a guy like, I mean, the guy's pretty healthy. He's played in all. I mean, there's nothing else you want from the guy. He's got a war around 2.5-3. I mean, really, this was like a stunning get for the Dodgers, where it's like, oh, yeah, we got him. And what people don't realize is that, oh, man, he's going to be huge in the middle of this lineup all season.
And because they needed a guy to play the corner outfield spots. So they gave Chris Taylor a 4-year contract, and that ain't working out. This is the advantage of having a large payroll. In other areas, the Dodgers have just beaten other teams to draft choices, and they are reaping the benefits of Kershaw for years or Will Smith, et cetera, getting Max Muncy for nothing. Anybody could have had him, considering what he was doing with the A's. In this case, they paid money to Chris Taylor, and they're not giving him much time because he's not earning it. They had to spend extra money on a guy who at Toronto had a season with 30 homers, 100 RBIs. But Teoscar Hernandez has never hit 300 for a full season. Now, after this long ball, he is batting 300 so far this season.
Well, in the middle of this lineup, he's going to hit 350. What are you worried about? He could make a run at 400.
Yeah, you got the big four. I mean, not only the three high-paid guys, but Will Smith, the catcher, is batting cleanup this year and hitting about 400 to start the season, and has a 10-year extension. Max Muncy, you mentioned, homered on a line drive tonight, and even if he bats 200, he could hit 30 homers in a season. So he bats fifth, and then behind those five, you have Teoscar Hernandez with power.
We got Jason Cole coming up in about 15 minutes for all the big news in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers keeps going on conspiracy theory podcast. When is he going to stop?
It's really not news at this point.
No, it's not. We'll get into why when he talks it kind of gets blown off, because I get a theory on that. But we want to talk about what's going on in the NBA tonight, because this is
big
the most
weekend.
Fun night of the regular season, because so many things are at stake as far as seeding in the playoffs. In the East, the Knicks and the Bucks, it's going to come down to the final game of the season for the number two seed in the East, because the Knicks won tonight. The Bucks got blown out. They're playing without Giannis.
RJ Barrett had a big game. You must be celebrating. Oh, that was Toronto.
Sure.
Sorry.
Sure.
Gee, I was so used to seeing him have 35-point games for the Knicks.
Yeah. No. See, the R.J. Barrett box scores I like have come back. Oh, 4-for-13. Yeah, I've seen that box score. I've seen that before.
Except for tonight.
That's part of the East, and it's part of the downfall of the Bucks and what we've seen. But in the West is where things are getting really interesting, because the one team you want to avoid playing in the Western Conference in the first round is the Nuggets. As I've said, it's going to be murder. It's going to be the most difficult first round of the playoffs in the West you could possibly imagine. But you want to avoid the Nuggets, because when it gets to the playoffs, comes time, the champs, they are the best team, and you don't want to play them in the first round. This is a big challenge for the Warriors and the Lakers, because coming into tonight, if you finish 9th and 10th, guess what? The Nuggets are in first place, and you're going to wind up, even if you get out of the play-in round, that's great. Your prize is going to be a series with the Nuggets, and guess what? You're probably going home. The Lakers win tonight, and the Nuggets lose against the Spurs. And Wemby has another huge night. They lose 121-120. So now it's going to come down to the final game of the season for first place in the West between three teams, with the Nuggets and the T-Wolves and the Oklahoma City Thunder, who suddenly are hot, and they could wind up finishing first. And now you have the Warriors, who have had a horrible second quarter against the Pelicans as they try to either move up or stay down. I don't know where they want.
They got outscored by 20 tonight in the second. More than that, at home against New Orleans.
Yeah, they want to avoid the Nuggets. And so what do we do? The Pelicans are out to a 45-17 mark in the second quarter. They scored 45 points against the Warriors. They lead this by 14 just before halftime. Again, Pelicans lead the Warriors by 14. Now suddenly the Warriors lose. The Lakers would be ahead of them, and there will be all kinds of drama going into Sunday in the NBA for where everything winds up going. You really do. You have a bottom of the playoffs right now, where in the Western Conference, teams right now, not knowing how the final result of tonight's going to go, because you never know, the Warriors could come back and have a big second half.
But it is halftime, and they are down 14.
But you right now, you could have a change in the 6th spot, the 7th spot, the 8th spot, the 9th spot, and the 10th spot, and the 1st spot, the 2nd spot, and the 3rd spot. That's how crazy it is. Is any one of 3 teams can finish first, and any one of 5 teams can finish in 6th place and avoid the play-in, or finish in 7th or 8th place and just have to win one game to move on in the playoffs. That's the insanity. I mean, as great as tonight is, Sunday's going to be even better. Even better.
Once again, no NBA games on Saturday, then every team plays on Sunday to end the regular season. The play-in tournament starts on Tuesday. The great news for Oklahoma City and its chance at the 1 seed: there are 3 teams with identical records now that, since tonight, Oklahoma City won its game, Minnesota won its game barely, and Denver lost. So all 3 of those teams are 56-25. The great news for the OKC Thunder: they've beaten Denver 3 in a row on their schedule this season. OKC has the tiebreaker and at the moment is the 1 seed in the Western Conference. For the moment, with still a game left on Sunday, the defending champion Denver Nuggets, with this embarrassing loss at the Spurs tonight, lost by 1, Denver slips from the 1 down to the 3 seed at the moment. So we were talking earlier, and a legitimate conversation going into tonight, who's going to come out of that play-in tournament next week and get the 8 seed and get stuck with playing the defending champion Nuggets first round? It might be whoever, like New Orleans, is a 6 seed, gets stuck with 3 seed Denver first round.
Suddenly the Pelicans are like, wait a minute, we got to throw this game. We got a second half. Let's start missing shots because this is just crazy.
The Pelicans will clinch a playoff spot tonight with a win in their game, and they're winning at Golden State, and a Suns loss. Phoenix has one of the late games. Phoenix is right now down 5 at Sacramento early second quarter.
Mm. So while we have all this going on in the NBA, I'm going to tell you this, which is with all the drama getting set for the playoffs and everything else that we have this week, college basketball crowning a champion, and now we finally have the head coach ready, Kentucky. I'll give you a big NFL bowl prediction. We'll lock into Jason Cole about this, Steve-O. I'm going to tell you we are less than a week away from a big first-round trade where somebody jumps into the top 5 for a quarterback. We are less than a week away from some quarterback needing.
Way in advance. We got 2 weeks till the draft.
Because you need somebody's got to say, okay, there's a lot of quarterbacks out there. What kind of game do we want to play? How long do we want to wait? Someone's going to make that move saying, okay, we feel good now that we moved up to 5 or whatever spot it is, and we're going to get a quarterback that we really like. Like, we feel good about that because someone's got to. You have so many quarterback needy teams, right? You have quarterbacks who are going to go 1, 2, 3 most likely. Arizona's sitting at 4 and the Chargers sitting at 5, right? Most likely they're not taking quarterbacks.
Right.
That's where someone's going to jump to. The Giants are taking a quarterback at 6. You know they're likely doing that. Then you have the other teams that are quarterback, that are okay at quarterback, but sitting there right in that sweet spot at 11, 12, and 13, Vikings, Broncos, Raiders, all who need long-term things at quarterback, all who won't have to give up so much to move up from 11, 12, or 13 to 5, let's just say. And let's just use 5 as an example because the Chargers with Justin Herbert are not taking quarterbacks. Let's say that's the sweet spot there. Someone's going to move up there into that area for a quarterback. And I'm looking at those 11, 12, and 13 teams, but I also wouldn't doubt if a team like the Giants wanted to cement something and they did a flip-flop with the Patriots at 3 or with the Commanders at 2 or something. Maybe not Commanders, they want to deal within the division, but I wouldn't be surprised to see, hey, the Giants have now jumped up to 3rd, and the Patriots got another first-round pick and something else, and they're more than happy getting whoever they want at 6. So something like that is going to happen, and we're going to see that in the next week, because someone's got to be first, and someone's got to be a team to say, no matter what, we're going to be left with a chair. We're left with a chair and the great quarterback go-get of 2024, where there's 5 guys that everybody wants, and if they all come off the board the first 3, how tough is it going to be to get one of the guys that we really like? We feel good about where we are moving up into that top 5-ish. I'm telling you, we're less than a week away from somebody making a trade.
Well, if they are left with a chair, it would be appropriate because some of these first-rounders have been so bad in recent years, they get benched. They will need the chair, so save it for a couple of years from now. But remember, Mike Harmon's Bears are only drafting number one overall because they made the trade with Carolina and got the Panthers pick. Thank you very much. So now the Bears can draft a quarterback number one overall. We're assuming Washington will draft a quarterback number two overall, and then that leaves the Patriots for a quarterback number three overall. Minnesota has been acquiring, and are they going to move draft capital to go into the four slot to get, let's say, a Big Ten quarterback? I think that would be an incredible reach, but okay, I could see Minnesota somewhere in the first round getting a quarterback. If this happens, that we actually see four quarterbacks in the top four slots in a couple weeks, that means the Chargers at number five have their pick of any receiver or any offensive tackle, which are two massive areas of need. They'd be sitting pretty.
See, but what you're missing is that they're going to trade Justin Herbert to move up to number to get J.J. McCarthy. That's what Jim Harbaugh is going to do. Hey, don't forget about Caleb. No, we want the number one pick. Oh, you want Caleb? No, we want J.J. McCarthy. Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, we'll take Justin Herbert. No problem.
And then we all burn our Charger jerseys at effigy.
Jason's not smart enough to know what Harbaugh's really doing with the J.J. McCarthy love. You'll find out on the 25th, though.
Frostberg thinks he's trying to get J.J. McCarthy to an AFC West rival because he stinks.
Talking him up.
I'm all with the part that he stinks, because I've told you many times the guy's really overrated, and congratulations to everybody else
who
jumped on that team.
It would not surprise me if the Chargers do not go wide receiver in the number five slot in the first round, because they are so, not just Harbaugh, his assistants, the people he has around him on his new staff, they are so in on being physical and establishing the running game and doing something to balance the good quarterback you already had and take advantage of those years where you have a young quarterback. They could trade down and get a tackle. They could take a tackle at number five. There are a lot of options for the Chargers.
It's going to be fun to watch Herbert throw the ball 19 times a game next year.
If they win, that's an improvement. Did you see them last year? Last 2 years with that running game.
Jason Smith, Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon. Coming up next, Jason Cole stops by NFL Insider. See what he thinks about teams moving up for a trade. We had Jason Lock and Four on this week. He said there could be four trades in the top 16. It is getting to be that time. Keep it right here. That's next. Jason and Mike, Steve in for Mike. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. In for Mike Harmon tonight, special delivery, Steve DeSager. We'll have more on what's going on, the big high drama in the NBA as we're playing slots with all the slots in the Western Conference. But joining us now on the hotline to break down all the big news as we are now starting to zero in and countdown to the NFL draft, there is nobody better than longtime insider, Hall of Very Good Voter. You can follow him on Twitter at JasonCole62. It is longtime friend of the show, Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, man?
Life is beautiful. What's going on?
Things are wonderful. I'm happy. The Knicks won tonight. The Mets won tonight. Aaron Rodgers didn't get hurt. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Yeah. Yes. Well, the Mets winning, right? Yeah.
So a few minutes ago, Steve and I were talking about the, now that we're a couple of weeks away from the draft, and I said we're a week away from somebody making a big move to get up into the top five of the draft to get a quarterback. You see something like that happening, yes or no? Someone making a trade to get into the top five to draft a quarterback.
I always think this will be the year that teams see through the fact that they don't have to be that desperate to wait for a quarterback. And I'm almost always wrong about that. It's like San Francisco trading up to get Trey Lance a few years ago. Like, you didn't need to do that, right? You just didn't, or even, whatever you wanted to do at quarterback, you didn't need to make that move to get a quarterback that year. You could let the quarterbacks fall to you. So maybe somebody's going to buy into J.J. McCarthy is awesome, or Drake May is worth going up to get. But I just get the feeling that you're going to have number one and two, and then everybody's going to let the quarterbacks come to them. And that's what – but maybe that's just me convincing my – thinking that's what I would do if I were in their shoes, because that's a whole lot better. Like, I know that New England didn't pick the right guy when they got Mac Jones, but they played it right to at least let Mac Jones fall to them and then make the choice. Like, they didn't compound the error by trading up a bunch of stuff to give it up. So you're probably right. But God, I think, don't do it. Just don't do it.
So two things. You're saying it's no guarantee in the least that we're going to get quarterbacks 1, 2, 3 in the first round of the draft in a couple weeks, and what becomes of that Cardinals?
I got to think that people are going to believe that it's they're trying to convince everybody that it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? Like, that's what GMs are selling out there, right? Like, you've got to get up here to get, give me three number ones for the number four pick. That's what Arizona's trying to do, right? Give me three number ones, because we know you have to get up here to get J.J. McCarthy, or you have to do something to get the chance to get Drake May. Where I would just sit there and go, if somebody wants to do that, great, but I'm not going to be the sucker for that, because I'll let the guys, flow to me. I mean, again, I'm convinced that Chicago and Washington, there's no doubt they're taking quarterbacks, right? Okay. But once you get to number three, as much as New England needs to take a quarterback, I don't know if they believe that any of those guys are good enough to take a quarterback. quarterback at that spot. And I think that the, you know, the chance to get Marvin Harrison is pretty damn tempting there. And that's where I would just start to say, I don't need to start making that move to get that high. I really don't. I will let this come to me. You know, like, if I'm the New York Giants, even if they somehow think they got to trade for and get a quarterback, like, let the guy fall to them and see what happens. And if it doesn't work out, okay, you got to play it out with Daniel Jones, and that kind of sucks. But at least you didn't overpay to get a guy, you know, and buy into the hype. Like, just, I hope that's what it is. But you're probably right that somebody's going to do some kind of desperate move and move up.
You know who hates you right now after listening to you say that?
Who hates me? Lots of people hate me. Don't, like, that's a long line.
Oh, no, no.
Why would you make me guess on something like that? Like, why would we play it out that way? Like, it's just too big a list of people.
No, you know who hates you right now is Dave Gettleman, because you should have told him that 3 years ago.
Oh, God.
No, look, Dave, what I'm gonna...
Dave is such a good soul, but, man, just why Daniel Jones? Why?
See, what I'm going to do, Jay, I'm going to do the smart thing. After hearing what Tom Brady said yesterday, I'm just going to wait, and then I'll get Brady sometime in late November, early December, because he can't give it up, and he wants to come back, and I'll call him. He'll come back and play quarterback for my team. I'll be good.
Tom's got to get a life, man. He just does. Stop, man. Come on, Tom. Go find a hobby. Go do something. You know, It's enough, Tom. Let it go. Just let it go, Tom.
I mean, he can't. He is like Jordan. He can't let that competition go. I mean, this is the third time he said, "Hey, I'll come back." He's telling everybody, if you're good at the end of the year and your quarterback's hurt, call me. I'll come play.
So apparently, Fox is the hobby.
Right. But a year ago, he was doing when he was contemplating what he was going to do. At the end of his time in Tampa, he's talking to his dad, and he's telling his dad, you know, I just can't go anywhere else because it takes so long to build, you know, to build the whole teamwork element of it and the cohesion and this and that. And now it's just like he's jonesing so hard for it. It's like he's letting go of his own principles. All the things that he believes are really, really necessary. Never mind. Nah. Not a big deal anymore. I don't care. Just sign me up so that I don't have to go do Fox. Just, you know, sign me up so I don't have to do TV. I just don't want to do TV. And Fox is sitting there going, "Hey, when are we going to get any repayment on the contract? When does that happen?"
Well, I don't know that they paid him yet. He hasn't done a game yet.
No, he has. I mean, they're not paying him yet. But, you know, like, when do we get something in return for negotiating that, like, lifetime deal? And it's like, come on, Tom. Do something else. Something. Get a hobby. Just, you know, like, please, get a hobby. Like, go snorkeling off the Keys. Do something, you know. Can you just do that? Just, you know, like, stop bothering us all with, like, you're so desperate that you want to play. Although, that said, I would buy a ticket to go watch him play. And I don't buy tickets to very many things, I gotta tell you that. That's one of the keys to being a sports writer is to get in free. You know, like, that's really important. But I would actually buy a ticket to see Tom play. I would break down and do that if he came back.
Paddleball is what he needs, and a little avocado ice cream in between sets or whatever they play.
Paddleball in South Florida. Paddleball in South Florida. Big thing. Very
Nobody
big.
Plays paddleball. It's pickleball. Nobody
Retired people do.
No, they don't play pickleball.
Isn't he?
Have you ever met French Canadians in South Florida? Have you ever met them? Like, they love their paddleball.
Dude, they are bulldozing elementary schools to put up pickleball courts all over the country now.
I understand that, but I'm just saying that there's like there's this old group of paddleballers that love their paddleball.
I've met them. They're horrible people.
I lived, you know, across the hall from Mrs. Moskowitz. She loved her paddleball. It was true. She was French-Canadian. She'd come down for the winters. She loved it.
Well, I'm not going to ask an Aaron Rodgers question because I have to sleep at night. So you referenced Marvin Harrison Jr.
What kind of drugs do you need to be on to watch to ask an Aaron Rodgers
question? Well, that would be a question for the co-host here, wouldn't it? He's going to come up at some point in tonight's show. It just... That's a segment. I mean,
it's either some kind of hallucinogen or some kind of conspiracy theory. Yeah, you know, like one of the two. All that Aaron is doing these days: conspiracy theories and ayahuasca or whatever it was that he was doing.
I say go for 10 plays at the start of this year, and then get hurt.
Come on, Steve.
Can you get double digits? Can we get to double digit plays this year?
Hey, shoot the moon. Anyway, Marvin Harrison Jr. was oftentimes incredibly impressive, of course, in college. Would you say at whatever 4 or 5 slot, whenever a non-quarterback comes up in this month's draft, automatically, if you were a GM, you go to him, think of no other wide receiver or tackle that high?
Well, there's some other guys you think of, but, you know, like the kid from Washington is really awesome, right? And I could see that he would end up having a better career than Harrison. Like, there are guys out there, you go, okay, yeah, I can see this guy being really good. And you know, but when you say, who has the highest percentage of he's going to reach some level of stardom and be an impact player for me? Like, I don't have any doubt that Marvin Harrison's going to be good. He's going to have a good long career and, you know, barring injury, knock on wood, all that kind of stuff. But that guy knows how to play. And he watched his dad enough. He learned from his dad. He's done everything. He's going to be an impact player for whoever he plays for. And that's part of this. Is like, part of this is you're just betting on, is the guy going to be good? And I have every belief in my soul that guy's going to be a really good player. Is he going to be the best of all of them? We'll see how it plays out. You know, who's your quarterback? How good is the team? What's the construct? All those kinds of things. But that guy's going to be a good player. And you just take him and you go with it.
Now, see, then this is where, because I'm going to even with you guys by telling you, I'm putting it out in the universe, that we're going to get to the night before the draft. We're going to wake up and think it's an onion story, but we're going to find out that Harbaugh's traded Herbert to the Bears for the number one overall pick in the draft.
Dude,
and he's
your
going to draft
song.
J.J. McCarthy. And McCarthy's going to be the quarterback of the Chargers.
J.J. McCarthy. Herbert for J.J. McCarthy. And is McCarthy going to get an RV and live on the beach as well?
Sure. And it will play right
in is he going to be an extra on the Rockford Files? Rockford Files 2. That's a great story, by the way. Sam Farmer is still my hero. I just love Sam Farmer. Just going out there and recreating the Rockford Files thing. That's just so awesome. That's truly fantastic. And then what? And Roman's living next to him. Is that right? He's got a place next to him or something like that?
That's right here, the assistant, yeah.
God, that's so special. That really is. It's just, like, I have that stuck in my head, and it's like, that's so Harbaugh. It's just the perfect Harbaugh story. And is his wife living in the RV as well, or did she stay back in there? What's the deal with this? What's going on with that? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I can only realize about one coach and their wife if they want a new job somewhere. And I'm spending all week with Danny Hurley and his wife staying or leaving with UConn. So I only have time. I only have so much RAM in my head. And that's the one I'm doing this week. I'll deal with the Harbaugh.
But Harbaugh is so much more important because you could drive over to the house and visit with him. And just, you know, the house. I mean, the RV, you could drive over there and just hang on the beach. You get what kind of beer would you bring to meet with Harbaugh?
Something healthy, something that like has
no,
you know, like Michelob
like
Ultra.
It's got to be Bush. It's got to be something, Pabst Blue Ribbon. It's, you know,
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
You're it's a PBR. It's like a 12 pack of PBR, and you're doing Dennis Hopper lines with him. You got to do that. Something like.
I will say Pabst Blue Ribbon made me believe time travel was possible because I went to a bar about 5 or 6 years ago, and they had this special where they had PBR cans. And I said, yeah, I'll have it. I haven't had one in a while. And I taste it, and I go, oh, my God, it's 1987. This is unbelievable. Yeah. Yes, Pabst Blue Ribbon.
It's an elixir. It is magical. PBR is magical. It really is. It is sort of like Back to the Future. It definitely has that effect on you.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. Long time NFL insider.
Come on, go buy the 12 pack and head to the beach. Just walk around, God. Jimmy, where are you? Jimmy, where are you?
Don't forget, Jason Cole is a Hall of Fame voter. Just remember.
He was referring to Jim Rockford is what you'd be yelling out, looking for the PI.
Both of them, Harbaugh and Rockford. Later.
Forget about Generation 70s
TV.
X. We got to explain, what's the generation before Generation X? What is the greatest generation? Like, we can explain to them, oh, this is what the Rockford
Files
were.
Do we get up to Generation Q, Generation F?
I don't even know.
In the alphabet?
I think that generation's called trending.
Because, you know, Gen Xers like you and I, Steve, we think the whole world revolves around us. You know, so it's like, there's nobody before us. What are you talking about? But right now, to find out what's trending in the wide world of sports, Gen Xer Steve DeSager, who has a lot on the Gen X Knicks, because, boy, the Knicks are good. Have nothing to do with Gen X, but, boy, they're good, and he's got the results.
But it does end with an X. No, we'll just move on. In the NBA, the regular season ends on Sunday. No NBA games tomorrow, and then everybody plays on Sunday. So many games tonight and some big ones. We have a three-way tie for first in the Western Conference with one game left in the regular season. Identical records of 56-25 after Oklahoma City beat up Milwaukee, after Minnesota edged Atlanta 109-106, Hawks have lost five straight, and after somehow Denver lost by a point at San Antonio, 121-120, Victor Wembanyama, the Spurs, 34 points, 7 turnovers in this win. There are four late games in the NBA. Mid-third quarter at Golden State, and the Warriors are still down double digits to New Orleans. It's 79-66. Pelicans in the lead. CJ McCollum with 20 points. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Rockets lead at Portland 77-68. The Rockets have done themselves in already with the way they played the last couple of weeks. We mentioned it earlier in the show. We know the 10 teams that are still going to be playing next week in the Western Conference, including play-in. We just don't know the order. But we know teams like Houston and Utah are out of it. Utah leads the Clippers at the half, 61-60. And halftime at Sacramento, Kings over the Suns, 54-45. The Pelicans tonight can clinch a playoff spot with a win and a Suns loss. Both of those things are happening right now. Lakers survive to win at Memphis, 123-120. LeBron James, 37 points. Anthony Davis with 36. Detroit and Miami with wins. Cleveland and Boston with victories. And wins for Chicago. And Philadelphia. Philly won its seventh in a row, 125-113 over Orlando. The Knicks were down at home to Brooklyn, 21-5 late in the first quarter, but still beat the Nets, 111-107, despite 41 points from Cam Thomas. Knicks star Jalen Brunson, 30 points, 11 assists, no turnovers. Not only is the regular season end Sunday, but Tuesday is when the play-in tournament starts. To the NHL, just five games tonight. Carolina was a 5-2 winner at St. Louis. Vegas is in action right now and winning in the second, 4-1 over Minnesota. The Vegas Golden Knights will clinch the final playoff berth in the West if they defeat Minnesota in regulation and St. Louis had to lose in any fashion. St. Louis has lost. NASCAR is on FS1 again this Sunday from Texas, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Xfinity race is tomorrow on FS1. As for late-night Major League Baseball, Dodgers are leading in the sixth, 7-3 against the San Diego Padres. It's the Cardinals 7-6 leaders at Arizona, bottom of the seventh. Mariners shutting out the Cubs 4-0 in the top of the seventh. The A's only have two hits, but they're winning 1-0 over the Nationals in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mets beat Kansas City 6-1. That ended the Royals' 7-game winning streak. Back to you.
Thank you, Steve. Oh, look at the Mets ending winning streaks.
Oh, the Masters update, Scotty Scheffler in a three-way tie for the lead. There you go.
Scotty! Coming up next, yes, We'll answer a really big question about Aaron Rodgers. A big one came up this week. We said we needed a break from the guy for a while. Okay, comes back this week, talks about, thought his career was over, very excited, ready for this year, the next couple of years of the Jets. We will have a definitive conversation about something really big with him coming up next right here. Jason Smith, Steve DeSager, and for Mike Harmon, this is...
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Dodgers lead the Padres 7-4, top of the sixth inning. Meanwhile, in the NBA, you don't like the way the standings are? Just wait 5 minutes. Going to the fourth quarter, the Pelicans lead the Warriors by 13. Mm. This would be a really difficult loss for the Warriors to absorb. And remember, everything is at stake. Each of the spots 6 through 10 in the play-in playoff round can change between now and Sunday, and the top three spots in the West can change. And that's the biggest game of them all right now. The other big one, Sacramento, on top of Phoenix by 9 at halftime. Phoenix can suddenly come back to the pack as well if they lose that one.
By the way, for Golden State, Jason, this would put them as a 500 record at home this year. I would never have believed, especially not just with the talent they've had come through, but the home crowds and the specifically home success. It's astounding. And this is even with the Warriors being really, really great in recent weeks overall. They could wind up the 10 spot out of 10 being on the road for a play-in and finishing without a winning home record this year. Wow.
Well, isn't Draymond Green has been thrown out of every home game this season, right? Isn't that what's going on? Yeah. At some point?
I'm sure he will have done something to deserve that, but no, statistically that is not correct. There were five early turnovers from Steph Curry, by the way, and they're really relying on him a lot these days.
He'll be 41 for 41, thrown out of all 41 games so far. So we'll have more NBA coming up in a few minutes. But we mentioned a few minutes ago here with Aaron Rodgers, and this week, you know, I said a few weeks ago, you know, after everything that came up with another conspiracy theory podcast and the crazy Sandy Hook story that came out, it's like, you know what? We need a break from the guy. The whole vice president thing with RFK Jr. and that didn't happen. We just need a break from the guy. Well, we've had a break, and he came back this week, and he made some big headlines by saying how he went on a podcast that has, I think, like 1,000 subscribers, and he talked about how he thought his career was over when he got hurt with the Jets, and he's looking forward to coming back. He can't wait. He's got a new lease on life with football. All the football stuff is great. But he goes on to the podcast, and he talks about more conspiracy theory things. A couple of things he's intimating is that potentially Hillary Clinton may have had something to do with John F. Kennedy Jr.'s death, you know, the plane crash.
Holy cow.
And that maybe Joe Biden's president, maybe he's not. Like, maybe it's Biden, maybe, like, he's intimating, if it's supposedly Joe Biden. And, you know, people, when I talk to people about Rogers, my friends, whatever it is, they want to know how we talk about him on the show. They go, what do you do when you talk about his conspiracy theories? And I said, you know, quite honestly, nobody talks about them. We don't. And it's not.
You shouldn't give them credence.
No. Well, there's number one thing is, yes, you don't want to give it. But why is it ignored? And this is what I honestly think. None of us have the time or desire to wade into stuff like that because so much of it is just insane. And it's stuff we've heard regurgitated. And I think when I say us, I mean as sports talk radio hosts, you know, if we don't have patience for something, we're going to say, you know what, there's better things to talk about than this.
And there are. But,
yeah. You know, this is what the guy thinks, or he wants people to think this way. And you know what, it's just too much. And it's just so mentally daunting to try to say, okay, do I really want to get in a conversation about who the president really is? Really? You think that? You really think that all the other conspiracy theory things that are out there, it's just there's no win. And I mean, there is better things to talk about. And quite
clearly
honestly,
not.
A few years ago, when politics and sports mixed a lot, you know, there was a big run of a few years where, hey, we had a lot of politics and sports headlines. And yeah, okay. When politics got into sports, we talked about it a lot. But I noticed over the years, it's like, no, people don't like politics mixed into sports at all. They want sports as a break from politics. And any political topic that comes up, it's a big tune-off. It's like, oh, I didn't tune in to hear about this. I really don't want to hear about whether Hillary Clinton may or may not have had something to do with
it. Yeah, some of this isn't even politics. I mean, you're talking about people that aren't running for anything. It has nothing to do with the election this year. It's not, you know, I didn't think this was possible. Every time he opens his mouth, I like him less. And that's really saying something.
It's hard.
He has always had to be the smartest guy in the room. And this is the problem with conspiracy theories in general, is that people are so passionate about it that it's kind of like Arnie's picks on the weekends of games, where if he gets one right out of 52 picks in a given year, he thinks he's the guy that does the picks at the network. And you know what I'm talking about? It's like if you get one conspiracy theory out of 52 that, oh, that'll keep you going. Well, that means you're wrong 51 times. In the old ancient days, you would have been stoned to death by now.
Wow. I'm sorry. You really didn't want to be a picker of sports back in the Stone Ages.
No, you are not a prophet.
What am I taking here in the Greek Coliseum? Pick the Lions. Always pick the Lions. Don't pick against the Lions.
Because they're not the Detroit Lions.
You pick the Lions every time. What
they
if the,
also,
Lions, the Lions won't lose? Trust
they,
me.
They
the
had
Lions
home dirt
lose.
Advantage very much, though.
I hear the hot lead hits differently.
Exit out by Defresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show, Steve DeSager in for Mike Harmon. Look, if you miss any of our show, the Best Of podcast goes up right after the show is over on iTunes. You can use the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you get it. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Rate us, download, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever again. Right after the show is over, wherever you get your podcast, iTunes, it is there, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we got double barrel big stories out of the NFL and Major League Baseball.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.